Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Victoria and Polokwane 28, Johannesburg 26, Mbombela and Mahikeng 29 degrees. Black Friday fever has hit, and F&B economists predict over 19.5 billion transactions worth 3 billion rand over this weekend. Digital payments are also expected to grow by 40%, with online sales increasing by 10%. Retailers are also optimistic about strong consumer spending supported by interest rate cuts. At the same time, economist Stavi Ruit says the shopping experience will be aided by the newly announced two-part retirement system.
I think it's important to understand that South African or the South African consumer is under tremendous stress at the moment, and there isn't a lot of money lying around to be spent. So I'm actually quite optimistic about this year's Black Friday and, of course, December spending in general, because of the two-part system and, of course, the time of the year.
And while some people say they're excited to take advantage of the deals on offer, others aren't convinced.
Well, Black Friday, we do online shopping mostly, so that's where we look. We tend to just scan all the sites online, and if something catches our eye, we buy it.
If you look at it, the specials are actually not even specials, because they're saying 40%, 50% off, but it's like the markup of the original price has gone higher, and you know, you end up spending so much for Christmas and December. You know, they have it at the right time, where January you just suffer the consequences.
It's the one time everything is a reasonable price, so it's just about seizing opportunity.
In other news, Phase 1A of the Rea Vaya feeder buses are resuming operations in Soweto today. This follows an interdict obtained by the passenger insurance organization. It comes in the wake of disruptions by taxi associations due to wrong registration number plates on the buses. To Namibia, where the Electoral Commission says voting will continue at identified polling stations today and tomorrow. Wednesday's poll was marred by logistical issues, including a shortage of ballot papers and long queues. The Commission says the counting process will continue. The Institute for Public Policy Research executive Graham Hopwood.
I'm not sure what the rationale behind the selection of the various polling stations across 8 different constituencies around the country. So why certain areas have been chosen and not others? But of course, it does mean that we won't get final results now until sometime next week.
And Russia says it downed 47 drone attacks fired overnight by Ukraine, mainly targeting the Rostov border region, where a major fire broke out at an industrial site. The nearly three-year-long conflict has seen sharp escalation in recent days. It's also seen both sides deploying new weapons in a bid to gain the upper hand before US President-elect Donald Trump takes office in January. I'm Chanel September, and I'll be back with more news in Afrikaans at 11.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
It's been a long time since I've seen the colors of the sunrise baking at the dawn. It's been a long night on the road to nowhere, but you found me somewhere in the dark. You caught me in the moonlight, pulled me up from under. Now I'm left to wander, looking for your love. Falling through the hours, stuck inside my blue mind. Never wanna lose time, never get enough. I don't know what it means, but I know you're the only reason. I can't escape the feeling I'm feeling for you. Never felt so deep, and now I'm starting to believe it. I can't escape the feeling I'm feeling for you.